Hello, this is Erica Slater of Free at Last Hypnosis. Never listen to this recording when driving the car or doing anything that requires your conscious attention. So take a deep breath in, hold it, and let it out slowly. Take another deep breath in, hold that breath for just a moment, and then release the breath slowly and easily for me now. As you breathe in deeply and exhale slowly, I want you to realize and understand that you have abilities and talents that you have not even begun to use. At no moment, at no instance will you be falling asleep or losing consciousness, but instead you are going to become very, very relaxed and very, very much at ease. And I want you to realize that you have the ability to learn to progress in many different ways. And one of the wonderful ways you have the ability to learn, you can learn easily now by hearing. As you listen to the sound and the tone of my voice, you are simply learning to relax. And the second way you have the ability to learn, you also learn now by seeing. In fact, even with your eyes closed, if I asked you to, you could imagine, visualize, picture within your mind, or simply think about a leaf, a perfectly, perfectly formed leaf with a single tiny drop of water on it. And finally, the third way in which you have the ability to learn, you may also learn by feeling. Think about it. Many, many times in our life, we may be feeling things that we are not totally aware of. But as your concentration begins to change, as it all begins to alter, you are now becoming more and more aware of the feeling of your feet. You are now becoming more and more aware of the feeling of the material on your legs and the material of your top. And although you might not have noticed it a moment ago, you are now becoming more and more aware of the feeling beneath your fingertips, the texture and the temperature. So yes, you have the ability to learn by seeing, hearing, and feeling. Now, at no moment, at no instance will you be falling asleep or losing consciousness. No, instead, you are becoming deeply, totally relaxed and at ease. Good, to the best of your ability. And I want you to spend a moment now, just a brief moment, but I want you to spend a moment now and I'd like you to concentrate on the thought, on the idea, on this task of just relaxing. The bottom of your feet, the top of your feet, and even the ankles, especially the ankles. At your own pace, at your own time, let that relaxation, that wonderful, beautiful relaxation begin to move. Let it travel upwards now, upwards and upwards into your calves and into your thighs. Day after day, week after week, the legs and the feet have carried you comfortably. Take control now and allow them to relax and allow that feeling to move up to your stomach and the small of your back. Just allow the muscles of the abdomen to be loose and relaxed and bring that feeling up to the chest and up to the shoulders. A lot of people carry tension in their shoulders, and if that's the way it is with you, just simply shrug it away. Shrug it away. And now allow that feeling of relaxation to flow down the arms, to the forearms, the wrists, and all the way down to the tips of the fingers. And you may feel a feeling of tingling in the tips, and that's okay. Now let that feeling of relaxation flow up the neck, over the head, and down to the forehead. Just let that feeling of relaxation and ease flow into the forehead, frown lines softening, stress and tension dissolving and melting away. Good. Let the eyes relax and the cheeks relax. And let the jaw relax, the teeth parting slightly. Good. Relaxed, calm, comfortable and totally at ease. And although you are feeling relaxed and at ease now, I want to help you just relax a little deeper. I want you to concentrate to the best of your ability on the little muscles around the eyes. Just let them relax further and further. Just imagine, think as though they are heavy, 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 heavy weight being attached to each eyelid. Let them relax totally and completely. And I want you to take control. I want you now to relax your eyes to the point, maybe, where they wouldn't even want to open. Or I want you to relax your eyes to the point where it would seem troublesome to get them open. Or finally, at least, to relax the eyes to the point where they feel comfortable and at ease. In a moment, not yet, just a brief moment, I'm going to have you try. I'm going to have you to attempt to open the eyes. It may seem a little difficult to open them. It may seem a little harder to keep them open. But I want you to at least try or attempt. And when I ask you to close the eyes again, I want you to close them and I'd like you to double this relaxation. So now, remaining completely relaxed, and you can do it totally, totally at ease, not disturbing a thing, remaining completely relaxed and totally at ease, I want you to go ahead and I'd like you to try, attempt to open the eyes for just a brief second, not disturbing a thing. And if they are open, them, let them close down now, all the way down, all the way down. Let that body feel loose, limp, relaxed and at ease, as if you are lying on a hammock on a wonderful, beautiful spring day, looking up at the sky, noticing some clouds way, way off in the distance. A light, easy breeze would rock that imaginary hammock, back and forth, the clouds off in the distance are beginning to move further and further away, further and further. And as your mind begins to follow the clouds, you are beginning to relax even deeper, even further. And I want you now to create an image, a thought, an idea, and a feeling, but not from the past, not in the present. This time, I want you to travel forward in time, and I want you to imagine of yourself with the weight of your body at a wonderful, beautiful level. Think about it. Healthy, strong, alive, and well. Your body, the perfect size and shape, the way you want it to be. I want you to think of your personal life in perfect order. And I'd like you to think of your private life totally content, your family life calm and tranquil, your job and career going better and better, your physical shape better than you've been for a long, long time. And as you begin to think of yourself in this way only, I'm going to help you now give that image a name. I want you to call that image Your future. What an appropriate title. In fact, before you begin to eat any food, before you would begin to drink any liquids, I'd like you to take in one, maybe two, maybe three deep breaths. And as you exhale, I want you to say the words to yourself exactly this way. My future. In fact, to yourself right now, I'd like you to say those words, my future, to yourself, my future. And as you do, I want you to think of yourself with your body at a wonderful, beautiful size and shape that would make you so happy. I want you to think of yourself with every part of your life falling in perfect order, without fail, without exception, without excuse. Before you begin to eat any food or drink any liquid, take in a deep, easy breath, one, two, or three, and say the words to yourself, my future. And as you say those words exactly that way, my future, you'll think of yourself in a brand new, positive way. It doesn't matter what caused you to put on this excess weight. It doesn't matter any longer what caused you to hold on to this excess weight. The eating habits are changing and altering in order to meet the requirements of your new body, of the new you. A new you. A new you. People ask, they say, Erica, you say that term a lot. A new you. What do you mean by that? Well, when you first came into this world, you came in totally free and pure of all negative thoughts, ideas, feelings, and sensations. And over the years, we've created many, many different thoughts, some of which have been very positive, others perhaps which have been negative. But there is now a new you beginning to emerge, a new you. Think of it in terms of a second chance, starting over, starting fresh. You'll find and discover this new you. This new you will take only small, tiny bites of food. You will be able to chew each bite thoroughly, totally, completely, almost to an exaggerated state. You are going to become full, satisfied on far less food than ever before. Without even realizing how, your metabolism is beginning to function perfectly. The digestive system is beginning to function perfectly, becoming free of all excess fat quickly, easily, safely. You are now becoming more interested in walking or any activity that is safe and suitable for you. Your willpower, no, better word, your want power is becoming stronger than ever before. When you see someone else eating improperly, it's going to make you so happy that you no longer have to respond in that way. If you happen to be associating with another person who might be eating improperly, it will make you proud of the fact that you are no longer controlled by food or a liquid. Those sugary, sweet, sticky, fattening foods and liquids will no longer have any appeal or control over you. The cakes, cookies, candies, ice cream and sodas, pie, sugary, sweet, sticky, fattening foods will no longer be able to control you. Those salty, crunchy snacks will no longer be able to control you. A very small, light, healthy quantity of food will help you to feel full and satisfied, and you will discover all types of fruits and vegetables will begin to taste better and better, better than ever before. You'll begin to enjoy light, healthy, tasty foods simply because they will taste very, very good, and you will realize that you can eat them and still continue to lose weight. As soon as you lose a couple of pounds, you'll begin to notice already a difference. You'll notice how your clothes begin to feel looser. You'll have more energy and you will want to continue. You've begun a journey and you will travel that journey to the end. You are now on your way. You are now set. Set. S-E-T. S-E-T. Think of those three letters. S-E-T. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be outstanding if you could now become totally free of this excess weight in three simple steps? You can now. Think of those letters S-E-T. And I want you to think of S for the sugars, the snacks, The foods that we are eating because of boredom, depression, anxiety, stress, reward, companionship, or any time of day. Sugary snacks or salty snacks that we really do not need. And I want you to think of E as eliminating stripped carbohydrates, eliminating those foods that have no nutritional value, that shoot up your blood sugar and cause you to store fat. Finally, I want you to think of T for time and table, for the time of day and the table at which you eat your food. Eating only at the appropriate time. You eat when you are hungry, and when you are hungry, you eat. Eating only when your stomach guides you to eat, and eating only at the table in the kitchen or in the dining room, when your body needs food in the quantity that your body needs. Eating till you are satisfied, but no longer using your body as a garbage bin. Eating enough so that your body can improve your health. Each and every night when you get ready to fall asleep, you are going to spend a moment. You are going to think of yourself at that new weight, that new size and shape. You are going to think of yourself the way you are going to respond the next day. You are now totally in control of your own behavior. There is no person, thought, or idea. There is no memory, image, feeling, or sensation out of the past, in the present, or ever to arrive in the future to stop you now. You will be more selective in the foods that you eat and the liquids you drink. In the beginning, you will eat protein and vegetables in equal amount. Protein and vegetables in equal amount and feel very satisfied on protein in vegetables. In fact, you will hardly ever be thinking about the old negative foods that have caused you so much pain in the past, that have caused you so much weight gain in the past. If you would ever be thinking about them, you would be thinking about how much better you feel, how much better you look, how much better your entire life has finally become, now that you are master of your own destiny. You are now on your way to being the best you could ever be, finally free to be the size and shape you want to be. You are now becoming an inspiration to both men and women alike. And as I count from 5 down to 1, you are simply changing your mind. Changing your mind, the importance of those salty snacks, sugary sweets, overeating, eating because of other stimulants, just doesn't seem important anymore. When you get home in the evening or at night and it's time for you to relax, you are going to have a relaxed attitude about eating. You are doing this for yourself. You are going to notice the improvement each and every day. As I begin to count from 5 down to 1, feeling great as though a great burden has been lifted from you, and already it's beginning to feel as though you can kind of smile on the inside and smile on the outside both at the same time. What a wonderful feeling. What a positive, positive feeling. And I assure you now, there's no person, thought, or idea, past, present, or ever to arrive in the future that could stop you from being a total and complete success. And 5, feeling good, feeling great, glad to be alive. You are now in control. And 4, some of the feelings starting to come back in the feet, in the legs, the hands, the arms. You may begin to notice a sensation, a need, an urge to swallow, to swallow more than normal for the next couple of moments. That's right, very normal, won't disturb a thing. And you're already feeling it, and whether you choose to go ahead and swallow or not doesn't really matter. The urge is there. You know it. You feel it. You sense it. And that same powerful part of your mind that is able to allow you to accept the idea, the suggestion to swallow, is now accepting all the suggestions, all the instructions that I've shared with you today. And a new, wonderful you is beginning to emerge. And 3, starting to breathe a little heavier now, a little easier, really truly enjoying these last couple of moments. Some of the feelings coming back into the feet, the legs, the hands and the arms. Feeling for being overweight, improper eating will never be a part of you. You are a winner. And two, breathing easier, each and every day, things getting better. Coming all the way back, coming up. One, eyes open. Good. Excellent. Well done.